I'm learning a very valuable lesson lately. And it's one that it constantly reminds me every few experiences of its importance. Communication. Not just regular communication or simple communication, but efficient communication, responsive communication, clear communication, patient communication. Running a voiceover business is very similar to running any other type of business, I'm sure. And I'm learning that one of the very valuable lessons in business and life is communication. For instance, when I have a voiceover client, whether it's email or phone, I do my best to communicate effectively in a timely manner, to understand their expectations and to see if I can meet their expectations. Whatever job you're in, whatever business you're in, every customer has an expectation. Every client has an expectation. And so does the person that's selling them something or providing a service to them. We all live in a realm of expectations. On a personal level, I'm recognizing that clear communication with those that I love and those that I share my energy with is very vital, because we all live in a realm of expectations. So how do we navigate this world of communication? And how do we make it so it's clear, concise, it's thought out, and it's patient? And I search deeper within myself trying to figure out ways to effectively communicate. And one of the things that I notice that prevents me from communicating effectively is my own ego. Ego. The ego prevents me from learning effective communication. Because the ego has so many desires and wants and needs, and we seek to fulfill our desires and needs and wants first. That's the first mistake I'm learning in effective, precise, clear, authentic communication. It can't be about what the ego needs first. It must be what the client needs first, or what the customer needs first, or what the wife needs first, or what the child needs first, or what your friend needs first, or what the stranger needs first. So to effectively communicate in business and in life, I got to start putting that ego down, my own needs, my own wants, my own desires, and seeing how I can better serve. How can I better help you? That's probably a lesson I'm going to continue learning as I experience more in life. The more business I do, the more relationships I'm in, the more you have opportunities to work on your communication. And I find this weird thing sometimes, even with my own family, that we're kind of scared to communicate. You ever been afraid to communicate? Is it because of the way you communicate or the way the communication is received? How can we become less fearful of communicating? We all have flaws in our communication. Some are angry, some are sad when they communicate, some speak too fast, too slow, some can't gather their thoughts, etc., etc., etc. We all, including me, have holes in our communication. So, the one thing I'm learning that helps me is to become aware of my authentic communication. To really become aware of who I am and how I communicate. I started noticing, oh shit, I may curse too much. I started noticing, oh, why do I respond so angrily to criticism? I started noticing, oh, I didn't communicate project completion dates or expectations to the client. See, it's all a realm of expectations, a realm of ego, a realm of lack of awareness in our communication. So work on your communication. Simple things. Work on, just observe the way you communicate. Who cares how others communicate? Work on how you communicate. I still do work on... Oh, what is Kabir doing wrong here? I know you're doing something, you little fucking asshole. What are you doing? And I refer to the ego like that because the ego is an asshole. Oh, the ego is an asshole, man. The ego just always desiring, always fucking wanting, always needing and needing. So then I got to look at the ego and tell him, just chill out, man. Relax for a bit. I'm trying to communicate. So work on the communication. I will work on the communication. We shall work on our communication. It's going to serve us better. It'll serve us better. It's going to serve us better. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.